Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. This week, we're discussing what to do when you feel like your life is headed in the wrong direction. The most effective way to handle a tough situation is not to get into it in the first place. So one of the things I want to talk to you about today is really limiting the exposure you have to negative people. So I want you to think about the people in your life that bring you down. And the first question is if they make you feel worse after you spend time with them, can you eliminate them from your life? And if you can't eliminate them from your life, can you at least minimize your exposure to those people? Let's start with the first group, which would be the easiest to do this with, and those would be friends. People that you hang out for camaraderie purposes only. That is somebody that if you choose to, you can eliminate them from your life. You can do that. Now, I know this sounds harsh, but if they're making you feel worse about yourself and they're bringing you down, then it's something you need to really think about. What about coworkers? Well, if they work for you, you can manage them out of the organization. Maybe you pull yourself out of the situation so you minimize your exposure, and maybe you can work from home, put yourself in a different location, get transferred. Maybe you work different hours or seek outside opportunities completely, whether that be inside of your organization or outside your current organization. And if it's that bad and that drastic, maybe you need to start to plan an exit strategy so you can get from where you are to where you need to go. The third group is family. And so if they're family that bring you down, then do the obligatory things that you have to do only. So if you feel like you have to get together during the holidays in December, then have that exposure and do what you have to do, but limit the amount of time you spend there. So in other words, don't stay too long. If you're staying over at a family member's house that makes you crazy, stay in a hotel so you're not sleeping there, so you have the freedom to get away. Get your own car if that's the case. Get a rental, whatever you have to do. Or, you know, if they're close by and they reach out a lot, you know, if you're busy, then you're busy. Right? So if you can't see them as frequently as they want to see you, somehow that's okay. You do the obligatory stuff, but you keep yourself busy otherwise, so you just minimize the exposure. And if you minimize the exposure, it has less of that negative effect on you. And that's really what it's all about. Now, if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator daily, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. I would love to be that person that serves as a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals. And I just ask for the opportunity for you to give me a shot to be that person for you. And just commit to joining for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss how you might be able to eliminate or at least reduce some of the bad habits in your life. But remember for today, do what you can to limit the exposure you have to negative people. They'll bring you down. They'll make your life more difficult. And if you can either eliminate the person completely or at least limit the exposure that you have to that person, then it's a win.